Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So former Governor Cuomo got a couple breaks this week. I don't know if you guys noticed this. First, prosecutors in Manhattan, the DA, is not going to charge Governor Cuomo in the nursing home probe. They concluded that former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did not break the law when his administration, quote, misled the public about the number of COVID deaths tied to nursing homes. Now, I thought that wasn't the main issue. I thought, yeah, even though, yeah, there was an issue with the numbers, I thought the main issue was is he kind of forced the nursing homes to take patients that spread COVID throughout a very vulnerable population, and they were sitting ducks. But Elkin Abramovitz, who served as outside counsel to Cuomo's office, said in a statement, according to Politico, that the former governor was told Monday by the head of the Manhattan District Attorney's Elder Abuse Unit that the office had completed a thorough investigation and would not bring charges. He said, as we have said all along, there was no evidence to suggest that any laws were broken. The district attorney's office did not immediately return requests for comment. According to Politico, it is unclear if the decision was made under DA Alvin Bragg, who took office Saturday, or predecessor Cyrus Vance. So Cuomo had resigned in August amid allegations of sexual harassment, faced more than a year of scrutiny for his handling of COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes. The state attorney general office released a report in 2021 accusing the state of drastically undercounting COVID-19 deaths in the facilities. And that was huge, but that wasn't the main issue. I thought that was kind of a distractor. The issue was nursing homes saying, look, you know, when the hospitals were being overwhelmed, Cuomo mandated that people leave the hospital and go back to the nursing home. And then all the other individuals were sitting ducks. And then there was argument, well, would they have gotten sick anyway? Or did Cuomo put them at risk? And then there were many more deaths because he kind of forced nursing homes not to be able to choose what was best for their facility. But then, among all of this, what prosecutors were able to find was there was a discrepancy in his undercounting the number of COVID deaths. And then that's what made headlines. But whether it's a technicality or not, the issue was, what about the fact that, you know, he kind of strong-armed nursing homes to take people that weren't a facility that wasn't equipped to handle the outbreak. And in Andrew Cuomo's defense, being devil's advocate, it was the hospitals were overwhelmed. That, you know, it was a very chaotic scene. Sometimes, you know, you can't control, you know, where you put overflow, and you have to make room for other people, and you were trying to triage and save as many people as possible. And so maybe in that chaos, they're giving him a pass. But it is an interesting development. Cuomo's aides overruled state health officials on the issue, deciding not to publish a scientific paper that would have showed the scope of deaths, and to not send two letters that state officials had drafted for state lawmakers. The FBI and U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York both reportedly launched investigations into the matter early in 2021, but we have not seen any additional public information since. They say the selective release of information about nursing home deaths was also a key part of the state assembly's impeachment investigations, which was completed after Cuomo left office and has not led to any action against the former governor. So, Cuomo has been obviously the subject of various state, local, federal investigations over the past 12 months. If Cuomo does not have any wrongdoing at this point, then, does he get his political career back? Supposedly, he was supposed to appear in court in Albany on criminal charges of, quote, forcibly touching an aide. We're being told now that the criminal sexual assault case has been dropped by the Albany County District Attorney. So according to the New York Post, Albany County District Attorney David Soares announced that after a thorough and independent review of the investigation to the allegations against former Governor Andrew Cuomo, while many have an opinion regarding the allegations, the Albany County DA's office is the only one who has a burden to prove the elements of a crime beyond a reasonable doubt. While we found the complaint in this case cooperative and credible, the complainant, after review of all available evidence, we've concluded that we cannot meet our burden at trial. As such, we have notified the court that we are declining to prosecute this matter and requesting the charges filed by the Albany County Sheriff be dismissed. So Andrew Cuomo is getting a lot of good breaks. I mean, he's getting a lot of breaks, so I think he's pretty happy. On Monday, as we know that the district attorney dropped their probe, and so he was off the hook at Westchester County District Attorney for inappropriately touching a female state trooper. So that was dropped as well. Sources confirmed Brittany Camiso, the former Cuomo staffer and current state worker who filed a criminal complaint against Cuomo with the Albany Sheriff's Office for groping her in the executive mansion, did meet with Albany's DA's office on Monday and was told that the office was not going to prosecute. So she said, I, like most New Yorkers, remain deeply troubled by allegations like the ones at issue here. Such conduct has no place in government or in any workplace. Although avenues for criminal prosecution in these cases are sometimes limited, I encourage victims of workplace harassment and abuse to continue to come forward and bring these issues to light so that these important discussions can continue. So it sounds like Cuomo's legal troubles might be over. I don't know if there's anything left. And then if that's the case, is he going to sue? Is he going to try to come back into office? Many people were wondering if this was a witch hunt, where it was just pile after pile after pile. I was very, very concerned about the strong. I mean, for me as a doctor, when you have a medical facility that says, look, we have vulnerable people here. We cannot take on any more patients that are ill. Please, you know, keep them, you know, convert new facilities. Just don't use our facility. Don't send them back if they're sick. You know, if there was any strong arming that was accused of the former governor, I mean, that to me was an overpower or was an overreach of their power and was inappropriate and possibly put people in harm's way and death. And there could have been multiple other alternatives done, like repurposing another facility or, you know, I just think it could have been handled differently. Was that enough for him to go to jail for? Was it enough for him to lose governorship? When you put everything together, it did. It did make sense that he left. But now that everything's dropped, it's going to be interesting to see if he comes back or not. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the CDC is expected, I guess any minute now, to further change the recommendations for Americans diagnosed with COVID-19, and we believe they're going to want a negative test in order to leave isolation early. As you know, last week the agency shortened their recommendation isolation period from 10 days to 5, as long as your symptoms have gone down. This move drew a lot of criticism because if you're sick, you're sick. And in fact, there's even hospitals saying, oh yeah, you know, even if you have mild symptoms, you can still work. So I thought if you had symptoms, you were contagious. And in fact, originally the CDC's guidance was based on after 10 days, you are not supposed to be infectious. Well, I believe Fauci had said, look, the second half of the 10 days, you're not as contagious. You know what? Let me see what his exact quote was, if we have that. I don't know. I don't know if we have his quote, but it was, basically where, yeah, you're still contagious, but you're less contagious if you're in that second half of the 10 days. And so, I mean, he's right. You're most contagious 2 days before you even realize you're sick. And then you get the fever, then you get the coughing and sneezing, and you're done with coughing your mouth, covering your mouth and your nose, and then you're spraying it. And so that whole window is probably one of the most contagious times. But, you had made us isolate this whole time. You had made you all these rules, all this damage to the economy was based on a random science that now keeps changing back and forth. So the fact that it's going to change again starts to really make us lose some of the, faith we have in our public health leaders. And then on top of that, we don't have plenty of test kits. As we discussed in Los Angeles Unified School District, all students and staff, if they want to come back next week after winter break, they need to get tested for coronavirus. Now, mind you, if you had coronavirus, you might still test positive for weeks, which means some people are not coming back to work or school for weeks. Testing is going to be mandated regardless of vaccination status. Students and staff will be required to show proof of a negative test in order to return to school. According to KTLA 5, testing will be available starting Monday. I don't know how they got a whole bunch of tests when throughout the country, there's been a lot of scarcity and low supply. They say the spring semester for the nation's second largest school district is set to start January 10th. Students will not be back on campus until the following day because they bring the teachers back first. Families can upload test results to a student's, quote, daily pass account and will be required to do so no later than Sunday. Weekly coronavirus testing will continue through the month for all students and employees. And then there's testing sites. They say at-home rapid tests are also available for K-12 students. They could be picked up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. There are grab-and-go sites. Each student can get 2 self-tests. Information about the pickup sites can be found, and there's a link. Additionally, L.A. County is offering free at-home test kits via mail to residents who have experienced symptoms or believe they have been exposed. Masking is still required for students at all times, both indoors and outdoors. L.A. County health officials indicated school staff will be required to wear medical-grade masks, and students will have to mask up outdoors when it's crowded. Remember I told you a lot of the masks that the gaiters that people are wearing, many public health officials are saying, no, that's not going to work anymore. They have to be medical-grade. So you're not going to be able to do, have a Trojans mask or an L.A. Dodgers. It's going to have to be medical-grade, actually something that is filtered, layered, or N95. So officials are encouraging eligible students to get vaccinated and boosted against COVID-19. I believe they still have that requirement that in order for in-person learning, you have to be vaccinated. On Monday, the FDA expanded booster shots for children as long as 12. CDC is going to make the final decision later this week. And as of Monday, LA had 16,269 new cases. We expect that number to even be higher. But I just don't understand. How do they have all these extra test kits? I thought we were low on supply. I'm seeing that people can't get test kits. And again, there are some of you that will continually test positive. So I think we're going to have people that just won't be able to go back. And if you can't go back, then what, they keep them out of school indefinitely? There was one patient in one of our local hospitals that I guess was positive for 6 months. 6 months. We spoke about the practicality of it and the epidemiological logic behind it. What do we really, really care about when it comes to an infection? Well, we care about somebody spreading it. We care about somebody being active. We care about their health and them having protection. But we want to make sure somebody doesn't spread illness. Well, you can mitigate it and you could control it when it's in the cluster setting or when it's in the epidemic setting. But once you're in the pandemic setting, we talked about that. You don't have control. It's already too far out there. And so if these tests were 100%, where your negative test really means you don't have COVID, maybe you have a means or you think you have some sense of control. But when the average person with COVID symptoms is testing negative for COVID on these at-home tests, or these at-home tests aren't being done right because the kids are flinching, and they're like, Mom, don't stick it in my nose, don't stick it in my nose. And Mom's like, fine, whatever. Okay, it looks like you're good. Go to school. We're not having accuracy. And so the truth of the matter is we have a virus that is out there. We have negative tests when a person's positive. We have vaccinated individuals carrying it. We have vaccinated individuals getting it, dying of it. We have unvaccinated individuals getting it, carrying it. We have vaccinated individuals who were never vaccinated that are lying and have a fake card. We have unvaccinated people that have immunity that, and you know, that gets ignored. So everything when you use these parameters of, okay, what we're going to do in order to control it is we're going to make sure, one, nobody has a positive test, everybody is vaccinated. You can't. There is no way to prove everybody's vaccinated because we know there's fake cards out there. We also know that the immunity wanes because vaccinated people are getting sick. We also know that the test isn't showing if you're positive or not all the time with utmost accuracy. So it's already gone. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, you don't throw in the towel. You still try. But what are the side effects and the risks to having these rules anyway? You're going to have kids that are healthy, that have recovered from COVID, that are triggering the test positive, unable to go back to school when they have immunity. You have vaccinated individuals that aren't able to go back to work and be there for the hospitals. Let me talk about this real quick. There's a maternity ward that just closed. Okay, we do not have any time or any patients for any hospitals right now to be closing down. But apparently one of Florida's hospitals, a South Florida hospital, has a temporary close because they have staff shortages. Why? Either because of the outbreak of COVID or because of mandates or because of just lack of staff. And so mothers who had planned to give birth at Holy Cross Health in Fort Lauderdale have to find another option. Well, that's a little nerve-wracking because if you don't have a place to deliver, then your risk, your birthing risks, your fetal maternal risk goes up. Now, the neonatal ICU and postpartum units are going to remain open, but obviously if they're not delivering babies there, then, you know, they're not going to have the census. So nearby hospitals like Memorial Healthcare System, Broward Health are going to try and take on the patients in the meantime. But you already have hospitals that are overwhelmed. And, you know, I would suggest this, okay? Those people that don't want to get COVID, stay home. Use the online. There's already hybrid learning systems. Okay? This Omicron COVID is not completely benign. You do get pretty sick with it. It is not comfortable. And you really shouldn't be around others with a fever and with coughing and sneezing. Just like with a cold and flu. Cough, cold, and flu season, you should not be around others that are sick. And we started to get to that with schools, where if a kid was sick, they got sent home. So, if you have a bunch of kids that are sick, offer the hybrid. When they get better, and they get better, have them come back. I mean, do they really need to test? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is shattering a new global daily record of COVID-19 cases. More than 1 million Americans tested positive for COVID-19 on Monday. This, as U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murphy tells CNN, he has no idea when the Omicron variant will peak in the United States.
That is difficult to predict. We've seen that the rise and to the peak has been a couple of weeks, or several weeks, I should say, in South Africa and the United Kingdom. But, you know, we're always cautious about predicting what we will experience here in the United States. COVID has made many predictions wrong. What we can do, though, is focus on taking the mitigation measures.
At least 3,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States have been delayed or canceled on Tuesday. Most of the problems are on the East Coast as a major winter storm blasted the area Monday. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, taking to the Senate floor Tuesday to pay tribute to the late Nevada Senator Harry Reid, who died last week at the age of 82 from pancreatic cancer.
When you lose someone who is as close to us as Harry was, they're never truly gone. They'll always stay with us. As we gavel in today, I take comfort knowing that Harry is with us in spirit, walking alongside us as we continue to work. To continue the work he dedicated himself to for so many years.
Reid, the former Democratic Majority Leader, will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol next week. The CDC is changing its timeline recommendation for when folks can get a Pfizer booster shot. That allotted time is now 5 months after a person receives their second COVID dose. The CDC noting the 2-month timeline for a Johnson & Johnson booster and 6 months for Moderna aren't changing. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Dali, 1-877-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And big thanks to Daniel and Jason for being our producers today. So as we have the Omicron variant now detected for the first time in California, other states are on alert, and we are expecting a very interesting COVID season throughout the country. Joining us today to talk about what's going on in Ohio as well as other parts of the country is Dr. Stephen Gordon, Chair of the Department of Infectious Disease of Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Gordon, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, Dr. Dahlia, it's a pleasure for the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, and I know you're very, very busy, so we're really honored to have you join us. With flu and COVID coming up, you must have your hands full. Talk to us about what you're seeing right now.
No, thank you. So we are, as you said, we are experiencing another surge of COVID, but wrapped on that now is an increase in influenza A and with a sprinkling of respiratory syncytial virus, RSV as well. So this is full on respiratory viral season. And again, it's not all COVID, but we are seeing a surge here in our hospital, Northeast Ohio, of COVID cases again. And again, primarily, this is amongst the vulnerable, the unvaccinated.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You know, I do telemedicine, and people will call up saying, it's not COVID, kind of know how to focus. Are you seeing people still coming in, or are they kind of being diagnosed a little haphazardly over the phone?
You know, Dr. Dahl, you raise a great point. You know, where we trained, if it was, you know, there wasn't that much options that one could treat, you know, for even influenza back in the day, and it was more, you know, ride it out. But now with COVID, and as you mentioned, issues about other things, it's hard for us to determine at the clinical bedside, is it COVID, is it RSV, what is it? And now people want to know for a variety of reasons. So I think one thing we're going to be seeing, you know, as you know, there are now at-home tests for COVID, the rapid antigen that you can be doing. But it won't surprise me to see even more tests being pushed out to be used at home as screening tests, not just for COVID, but for influenza, potentially RSV. And then again, if we have the onset of oral medications to potentially treat COVID early, you can see the same paradigm moving forward in terms of the teleconference, the testing at home, and then initiation of treatment when indicated.
You know, I want to get to what's going on in Ohio, but one final question on the testing at home. I'm seeing a lot of people will test early on, day one, they'll test at home, say they're negative. And when I tell them to repeat the test a few days later, it comes a positive. What are you seeing in terms of the positivity and sensitivity of at-home testing early on?
Wow, you're getting into some statistics here. So as you know, the test, the performance of the test is really going to be determined on what the prevalence or what the risk of the disease is in the population. So when I hear about testing, I don't really necessarily want to know the result. I want to know why the test was done. So especially for the rapid test, the antigen test, they don't work well, you know, for people without symptoms. People with symptoms, it's a very effective test. So sometimes, as you know, people have exposures, they get tested on day one, and then they get tested on day five, which is kind of going to be the potential incubation period for, say, COVID. And that might be the reason why negative at one time without symptoms and then becoming positive. So we always want to know, one, what is the, you know, what the reason for the test is. And then on the clinician side, as you know, what are you going to do with that test result, right? You should know that before you do the testing. And I think there's a lot of education that needs to be gone on both sides of the tennis court there, providers as well as patients.
So true. So what are you seeing in Ohio?
We are reaching levels here that are almost at the highest surge in terms of our bed capacities. And so we're now up to about 600 inpatient COVID in our healthcare system, which is getting up there. The difference between now and, of course, last winter is we're taking care of non-COVID as well. And this is creating a stress on the workforce. As you know, holiday season, there's been a lot of burnout in the workforce, right? And so we're really now seeing long ER times, as you had mentioned, and in delivery of access of care, not just for COVID, but for others. We worry is going to be jeopardized, especially if we now see an increase in respiratory viruses from, say, influenza. So we're very nervous, and we haven't even talked about the Omicron.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I got my flu shot last year before, obviously, we had COVID vaccines, and we were talking about how the flu shot did offer some protection. How's the vaccination rates with flu and COVID in Ohio?
So it's another great question. As you know, flu vaccination rates, just like COVID vaccination rates, are most highest in our population over 65 years old. One thing about being old is you do get a little bit wiser and you've learned those things. And of course, they're at high risk. So as you know, for COVID vaccination rates in the States, it's about 95% for people over 65. They got the message early in terms of this nature. And as you know, as a practitioner, it's also high rates for influenza. Where we have gaps, of course, is in the younger people. And you might have seen, I know they play football out in Vegas, but amongst the college teams, big outbreak in Ann Arbor and things. And these are, again, unvaccinated for influenza. So same principles apply in terms of we'd rather prevent these illnesses, even if they turn out to be mild, than to treat them. And again, in a certain percentage of patients, even healthy patients, you're going to get complications of common respiratory viruses that are non-COVID as well. So, again, don't forget about the flu jab as well as the COVID vaccination. And again, anyone over 6 months of age is eligible for a flu shot.
Mm-hmm. Some of us are going to be talking about, Biden's going to be talking about moving forward with the FDA approval of kids under 5. Currently, we have the 5 to 11 age group authorization. How's that rollout going?
Those studies are in place, and appropriately, as you know, they're being staged, right? Because there is a difference between someone who's 13 to 18, someone 5 to 12. And again, when we talk about, toddlers and infants, and I have a grandson that's 15 months, so, I'm waiting for that vaccine to be approved as well. But you want to be extremely cautious, which they've been through all the vaccine programs for all the age cohorts, especially in the youngest patients above 6 months. So I anticipate we should get some data hopefully by late this year, early next year, and maybe that rollout by the spring.
Mm-hmm. And I know parents are concerned about fertility issues. I know the menstrual studies are ongoing. The NIH has funded, multiple universities to do studies on that. As I know people are worried about their female, children and fertilities. Right now, I'm not seeing fertility issues. You're an infectious disease. What are you seeing thus far on that data?
That's a great question. When we look at breastfeeding, fertility, pregnancy, as you know, all those studies actually show in terms of the pregnant woman who is in immunocompromised state is that it's safe, effective, and indicated, not just for the mother, but for the unborn fetus. And again, even in breast milk, we're finding protective antibodies. So that has moved to a strong recommendation in safety. In terms of infertility, you have to go back a little bit, but, I'm old enough to remember mumps is one of those things that, can cause orchitis. So infections can cause infertility. And actually, there's been some case reports of what we call low sperm or oligospermia after COVID. I have not seen, there is no data to show that in terms of the vaccine. And so, again, we do not anticipate, I don't anticipate that to be an issue in terms of moving forward for any of the vaccines that are currently licensed here in the U.S.
Mm. Dr. Stephen Gordon, Chair of the Department of Infectious Disease at Cleveland Clinic, you have been a godsend coming on to talk to us. Where can people find out more information?
Great question. So, again, you're a healthcare provider. Obviously, CDC.gov, vaccines.gov, and then I'm looking at the number. You can text 438-829 to find out where more information about vaccine in your area. So a lot of information out there. I would, again, have you discuss with healthcare professionals like yourself. I know you have a big sway here. Have those discussions. I know it's an individual choice, but again, we really, really need some help there in terms of trying to contain not just this virus, but also influenza. So please think about getting jabbed.
Absolutely. Dr. Stephen Gordon, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back and have a great holiday season.
Thank you so much.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you are feeling ill. You don't feel well. Whether your COVID test is positive or not, you think you have COVID. So you call your doctor. Doctor has no availability. You try to go to an urgent care. They're like, don't come in. If you have COVID, don't come in. Unless you're severely short of breath, unless you're really having issues, don't come in, which I can't stand when they do that because I think a lot of people decompensate at home, afraid to go in. So I think the verbiage needs to change. But so you've been calling your telemedicine doctor, what can I do? Well, on telemedicine platforms, we have to go by what the CDC recommends. And the CDC basically says, well, we can't take antibiotics. We're not supposed to tell you to take antibiotics or steroids or vitamin C or D or all these supplements. We're just supposed to tell you to, if you talk to your doctor, if you qualify for monoclonal antibodies or some of the new FDA-approved drugs, you could do that. But for the most part, fluids, rest, it's a virus. That's not good enough. That's not good enough for any of us. And I think one of the reasons why we've lost over 800,000 people is we haven't been more open to a lot of therapeutics. And when we did finally get a therapeutic, it was, I mean, here we are 2 years in, and it's still not available, like Paxlovid, the Pfizer antiviral drug, or the molnupiravir from Merck, which is a nucleoside analog, versus the neuraminidase inhibitor, I believe, from Paxlovid. So Biden said he is going to double the purchase of Pfizer's COVID antiviral Paxlovid pill to 20 million and accelerate their delivery. We have things that are already out there that nobody's even giving a second look, such as, you know, can we use ivermectin or Benadryl? There was even a report that Viagra worked. I mean, but I get there's liability. The government has to do everything, not on a whim. It has to be, there has to be quote unquote science behind it. So here we are waiting for a pharmaceutical drug to become available. Meanwhile, people are suffering from COVID now. And it's a mess. And I think we could have early on been more open to a lot of the science that came out with many of the things that are out there. But for now, if the FDA approved these medications for COVID, then I am assuming they work, that their safety profile is appropriate, and it's something that could help with the fight. In fact, the data coming out of Pfizer, true, it came out of Pfizer, but the data said that for Paxlovid, it is 90% effective at preventing hospitalization and death. The molnupiravir, that efficacy dropped down to 30%. But Joe Biden said he is going to purchase more of Pfizer's antiviral pill. The White House said these pills will be delivered in the coming months and have been shown to dramatically decrease hospitalization and death from COVID-19. We need them now. The Food and Drug Administration granted Pfizer emergency authorization for these tablets last month. They're a combo of Paxlovid, nirmatrelvir, and ritonavir. The pill is the first oral antiviral treatment for COVID-19 to be effective against the Omicron variant. That's great, but months? So the U.S. has reported 55 million confirmed cases. That rose up to 56 million. So about a million overnight. Hospitalization rates and death rates, they say, do remain lower compared to past waves, but we do have hospitals overwhelmed because there are still current Delta patients that were also in flu season, pneumonia season, heart attack season, so it's obviously a very busy time anyway. But back in November, the administration said they were going to purchase 10 million treatment courses of the Paxlovid oral antiviral drug as long as it got FDA approval. They paid $5.3 billion for the first 10 million courses. Now, Paxlovid, known as PF07321332, and ritonavir, work by inhibiting a protease called a protease inhibitor, required for virus replication, and it prevents COVID from multiplying, keeping virus levels low, and helping the body overcome viral infection. The two active substances of Paxlovid come as separate tablets, but they're packaged together, taken together twice a day by mouth for 5 days. So if 1 in 100 Americans have tested positive for COVID in the last week, and this is a medication you need to take within the first few days of illness, we're just not going to get it in time. So these protease inhibitors, we've seen them with HIV. They work very, very effectively. 20 million courses. We have, 360 million people. It's not going to be enough. We're not going to probably have them readily available for us till probably fall, winter next year, which I think is a huge miss. In the meantime, you know, as people look at data, you know, and these studies coming out on ivermectin, fluvoxamine, Benadryl even, no, still not being recommended to take that because, again, the government hasn't had time to vet it. Their liability in terms of were there side effects, were there could there be complications? Do we have to warn people who take certain medications to not mix it with? I mean, these are medications that have been around for years, but once the FDA gives their approval, they're liable. And here we are where people have COVID and they can't go to anything. They can't take anything. You know, am I telling people to run and take zinc and vitamin C and all that? Well, it's hard to say because we don't know the amount you need. If you are malnourished and you've been eating like crap, taking some tablets of vitamin C when you first start to feel COVID may help, but you kind of miss the boat early on because you needed to have your immune system strong. By the time you feel symptoms, the virus has already kind of taken over. Now, it's never too late to start eating healthy. You know, if you are low on vitamin D, it's a great idea to make sure you supplement that if you are low on vitamin C. But, you know, whenever my family has gotten ill, I just tell them to drink some orange juice, eat some vegetables. You know, these tablets, I get kidney stones, so I can't necessarily chomp down on a bunch of vitamin C tablets because I always worry about the powder and all that. So I tell my family to eat the more natural food. Yes, there has been some recommendations on zinc milligrams and vitamin D milligrams and vitamin C milligrams, but it's nothing that the CDC has recommended. And why not? Well, in their defense, I mean, we've seen people get severe COVID despite them taking their vitamin C and zinc and all that. Again, it might be just too little too late. So if you're ill with COVID, my recommendation is, especially if you're high risk, then there are monoclonal antibodies, and those monoclonal antibodies are kind of like the mercenaries. Those are the ones where if you don't have enough antibodies, then you can actually use the antibodies, the monoclonal antibodies, to help fight the virus. And there are monoclonal antibody centers that are supposed to be throughout the United States. Again, short supply compared to what we need, but you never know when your center got a shipment in and when you're able to access that. So I would, if you can get monoclonal antibodies, get those. There are Paxlovid prescriptions in some hospital settings, urgent care settings, pharmacy settings. We don't know which ones. So, again, reach out to your doctor, local urgent care, etc. If the majority of them say, sorry, you're on your own, then you're kind of in a tough spot. If at all you have difficulty breathing, if at all you feel like you're getting worse, you have a fever, don't just assume this is COVID. You might have COVID and flu, and we can treat flu. We could treat you with Tamiflu if you test positive for flu. If you have pneumonia or we think you have a bacterial pneumonia, we will give you antibiotics. So sometimes we'll even need to institute steroids. That might not be per se CDC-approved treatment for COVID, per se, but if we think you have something else going on, or we think you're already going into cytokine storm, we're going to put you on blood thinners, we're going to try to prevent the inflammatory process, and we're going to do the best we can to prevent that consumption that the virus can do. So, you know, if one place says, sorry, we don't want to see you or hear you, you know, if you don't think you're well, you get yourself seen. Come hook or crook. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.